2015 began with a clarification over same-sex marriages in Florida. All county clerks can issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples beginning Tuesday. Now, the right to walk down the aisle has been a litigious one, but relatively short here in the Sunshine State, at least as the legal cases are concerned. The first winning challenge to Florida's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage came from William Jones and Aaron Huntsman in Key West. It was just this past summer they won the first court ruling overturning the state ban. With this week's court statement, the two will be allowed to be married next week.
I finally get to marry the guy that I've loved for 12 years.
The lawsuit from Key West was just one of several cases against the 2008 constitutional amendment that defined a legal marriage in Florida as between one man and one woman. Voters approved of that definition back then, but courts from Monroe, Miami-Dade, Broward, and elsewhere in Florida have called that constitutional amendment unconstitutional. Attorney General Pam Bondi appealed the court decisions in 2014, hoping to keep same-sex marriage illegal in Florida. Here's Bondi after winning election in November.
Along the way, I learned that upholding my sworn oath of office would not always be the most popular or easy thing to do, like the same-sex marriage issue, where there are good people on both sides. I'm urging the courts to expedite this to give us all what we need, finality.
Arguably, that's what came on New Year's Day in the afternoon when federal judge Robert Hinkle clarified a previous ruling he handed down. Florida's county clerks of court are constitutionally obligated to issue marriage licenses, including to same-sex couples, beginning early Tuesday morning. We're joined now by Steve Rothaus of the Miami Herald. Steve, this has been a relatively short legal battle here in the state of Florida. It's been not even quite a year since the first cases were filed challenging that 2008 constitutional ban.
That's right. It was mid-January of 2014 when Equality Florida Institute and six same-sex couples, they went to the clerk of courts in Miami-Dade County, asked for marriage licenses, were told no. They sued clerk of courts Harvey Reuven in January of 2014.
And then we had the case in Key West. We've had cases in Broward, cases in Palm Beach. This particular federal case is up in the panhandle, Washington County. And when the constitutionality was essentially thrown out of the 2008 constitutional amendment in Florida by this judge, Judge Hinkle, there was concern that it only applied to this one county out of the 67 Florida counties. That led to this clarification statement that we had on New Year's Day.
Right. It was the Washington County clerk who last week asked for clarification from Judge Hinkle. But keep in mind also that the federal case was more than just a right to marry case. There were two men who said they wanted marriage licenses in Washington County. Mm-hmm. There was also a woman who asked that her late wife's death certificate be amended to show that she was a married woman. But there were also eight same-sex couples who had been married elsewhere in the United States or internationally who were demanding that Florida recognize their marriages. That was the case that came out of Miami-Dade County, the ACLU of Florida, and SAVE. They were representing the eight same-sex couples.
And the keystone here is the ability of county clerks of court to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. With that keystone in place now, because of Judge Hinkle's clarification statement, county clerks can issue those licenses that will allow, arguably, Steve, the death certificates to reflect a same-sex couple is married. It would allow those couples that were married in Massachusetts and New York and other states that have had same-sex marriage to be recognized as legally married here in Florida.
Exactly. Couples who've been married elsewhere, people who are living in Florida, will have all the same benefits and rights as every other married couple, and that includes Social Security benefits. Now, when the U.S. Supreme Court in June of 2013 ruled in the Edie Windsor tax case, mm-hmm. basically the court ordered that the federal government recognize all of these marriages. But Social Security benefits were not included because they are regulated by states. So now, because Florida is being forced to recognize these marriages, that gives Social Security permission, basically, to say, okay, you've got the benefits.
And the clarification here from Judge Hinkle is key, because in his clarification statement on New Year's Day, he said, I'm not ordering the county clerks of Florida to do same-sex marriages. What I'm ordering the county clerks of the state of Florida is to follow the U.S. Constitution, and the ban on same-sex marriages in Florida is unconstitutional under the federal constitution. Now, the Attorney General Pam Bondi, who fought these cases, said, quote, "My office will not stand in the way as clerks of court determine how to proceed. She didn't order the clerks to issue the same-sex licenses.
Nor did she even acknowledge the part of the ruling in which, you know, Hinkle said the Constitution requires that they do it. Bondi did not. And it's interesting, when Bondi spoke at her re-election headquarters that night, she said that she was sworn to uphold Florida law.
Right.
But, you know, basically the judge, Judge Hinkle, is saying you have to uphold the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, Florida law up until Tuesday does define marriage as between one man and one woman. He's called that an unconstitutional amendment under the federal Constitution. Could we conceivably see clerks of court determining how best to proceed, according to Attorney General Pam Bondi, which would be to violate the U.S. Constitution?
Well, setting aside what Pam Bondi says, the Clerks Association, they had a memo given to them in July of last summer from their attorney, Greenberg Traurig, which told them at that time, do not issue marriage licenses until the U.S. Supreme Court or the Florida Supreme Court conclude this issue. Yesterday, after Judge Hinkle's ruling, Greenberg Traurig amended its recommendation, changed its entire strategy, and told them that they had no choice but to honor these marriage licenses and to recognize these couples based upon the judge's order.
This has been fast and swift in the courts. Politically, it's been relatively fast and swift. In 2008, this constitutional ban on same-sex marriages passed overwhelmingly here in Florida. Here we are less than a decade later, Steve, and it's gone through the court system in less than a year, has arguably been settled. Some opponents will say it's not entirely a legally settled matter yet, but essentially it likely is. What has contributed to this?
Well, the culture has caught up to what's happened in business, what's happened in the federal government. Essentially, after a year and a half of Windsor, there's no harm that's been shown.
Right.
And that was the big question. You know, what harm would there be to allow these same-sex couples to get married? And even in the year and a half since Windsor, there has been no harm shown.
And in the meantime, you mentioned business. The largest supermarket in Florida, Publix, just in the past week has announced that it will extend medical benefits to same-sex partners.
A huge announcement, because this is a company that until now has not even given domestic partner benefits. But Publix has stores in North and South Carolina, and back in October and November, gay marriage became legal in those states.
This is a uniformity issue at this point. You know, Florida becomes one of the majority of states now that is going to have same-sex marriages.
Well, that's it. I mean, overnight, practically, we are now the 36th state plus the District of Columbia in which same-sex marriages will be legal. And more than 70%, 70% of the country now lives in states where it's legal. Hmm. So we now have seen a complete reversal of what was even a year and a half ago.
Is this a settled matter in Florida?
Well, it's a settled matter unless an appeals court overrules Judge Hinkle. I mean, so that is pretty unlikely at this point, because next week, the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to announce whether it will hear one of these other federal marriage cases. If they do, that means in June of this year, the issue will be settled nationally.
That's Steve Rothaus covering the issue for the Miami Herald with us here on the Florida Roundup. Still to come, eyes on the money in the Caribbean and South America. Will 2015 be key to Haiti and Cuba's future, as well as Argentina and Brazil's currency woes?